WFOD starts now.
Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks is my favorite podcast.
Yeah.
I love it. I'm glad I get to eat it for dinner every single
delicious.
Night.
I'm glad I get delicious. To eat you, Mike.
Every single Tuesday night.
Oh, Mike. You are the sustenance that my podcasting body needs.
My friends, to do this program again, phone number to contact the show 636-487 hand or WFOD show on Skype. We have one hell of a program for you tonight.
Do we?
I think the Chateau Green would have looked pretty good. I like that.
I thought so too.
Trevor, guys, Drunk got a new roof
and new gutters.
A new gutters because he got that hail damage.
But he doesn't know if he got seamless or not, and that's disappointing to me. I figure a man should know what kind of gutters are going up on
so
his house.
So the dude said he needed 40 feet of clearance from the back of his truck, so that kind of sounds like seamless gutters.
Oh, they're probably seamless then.
What does
is this
it mean
a picture of your house, or what? Is this a, like a, just a regular house?
No, that's just a regular house. Where
I was
going
to say, that's pretty fucking nice, man.
What does it mean for a gutter to be seamless, Travis? What does that mean?
There are no seams, you know, like a...
So back in the day, they used to put it in 8-foot sections.
And yeah, and like chunks, and then there's like little...
Oh, so it's all one piece.
Yeah, it's all
okay.
One piece.
Okay. Why don't they just call it one-piece gutters?
Well, it's seamless. There's no seams.
Guys, there's a lot going on in the world. Yeah, Drunk got some gutters. He'll
That's
let us
cool.
know later on whether or not they're seamless. He has not been home yet to view them, Travis.
Oh.
But, Travis, I don't know if people know this about me. But I love music lawsuits. Travis, is one of my favorite things is music lawsuits. And
the newest one went down almost immediately after we recorded last week.
Are you talking about Lady A?
Yeah.
So, Travis, there is a blues musician who goes by the name Lady A. Her name is Anita White. She has been performing for over 20 years. She's not popular. If you look at Spotify, she hasn't broken 10,000 downloads on any of her songs.
But she's been around for 20 years.
She's been around a long time.
In the Seattle scene, right?
Recently. Now, I did not know what antebellum meant.
I still don't. Go ahead.
I also don't.
Antebellum means...
It's a slave term, ain't it?
Before a war. And it is most commonly... referring to the American Civil War. So yeah. The band Lady Antebellum, their name technically means Lady Before the Civil War. And the reason that they picked that name is because when they went to take their first band photos, they took their pictures in front of pre-Civil War houses. And they saw like a sign saying this is an antebellum house and said, oh, that's a fun name. So like they were already a band. They had already decided to go get professional photographs taken. We've been a podcast for almost 11 years. We don't have a professional photograph of the bunch of us, Travis.
We used to have the cartoons of us.
We had cartoons for a while. Yeah. Yeah.
7 co-hosts ago.
I didn't even have a cartoon. That's how long ago that was.
We're bad at marketing, Travis, but the Lady Antebellum later realized, oh, shit, guys, Antebellum before the Civil War, that's when there was slaves. And so they decided, guys, we shouldn't be Lady Antebellum anymore.
Well, this band has been around for what? Good 15 years.
And they
going by Lady Antebellum.
They were the hotness the one year. They won plenty of Grammys. I remember that.
They blew up that one year. They were actually so big, in fact, that right before they blew up, they booked a county fair. It was a county fair in real close to me, like an hour away. They blew up in the aftermath of that. So then once they actually played at this county fair, the lines were round the block waiting to get into this county fair to see Lady Antebellum because they were so huge at the time. And then they kind of just, as country acts do after they blow up, just kind of drifted away. And they've just been making music ever since.
So it's two guys and a gal. I think all three of them sing. One of them plays the guitar. The other two just kind of stand around like dopes with microphones. And then they have, I imagine, a full backing band behind them.
I feel like all their songs kind of sound like that Sheryl Crow Kid Rock song.
Yeah, I don't think you're too far off.
So they decide, well, guys, we're going to just be Lady A now. And they changed their name to Lady A. They put their full publicist team behind scrubbing the Antebellum from the internet.
When they pop up on Sirius XM now, too, they already pop up as Lady A.
They made this announcement on June 11th, so it has just been over a month. If you look up on Wikipedia, Lady A, that lady's fucking gone, Travis. They're just like, Lady A stands for Lady Antebellum, which is a band. If you want to look up Lady A, the blues singer, maybe you mean Anita White, the other Lady A, which we no longer speak of.
So instead of doing their due diligence and renaming their band something that somebody wasn't called already, they just said, fuck it.
The problem is, I feel like they've been called Lady A for a while.
Well, that's what they claim. They said as early as 2006, people were calling them that, which...
Because they just didn't want to say Antebellum.
Because it's a shitty name?
That's like...
It's long and people can't say it.
Creedence Clearwater Revival is CCR, right? But that's not their name. Creedence Clearwater Revival.
Travis, this is a 61-year-old woman. She has five albums.
Actually, that band's name is John Fogerty and a bunch of dudes.
Travis, do you want to hear some Lady A? I have a clip of Lady A.
Yeah, let's do it.
This is a 61-year-old blues woman whose name was... she's black, Travis. And so, really, I mean, if you think about...
White man taken from the blacks again.
I mean, this is way more egregious than keeping the fucking name.
They should have just kept the name that nobody asked them to change.
I don't have all the solutions.
She sure does it, Trevor. So she basically...
Is she a black lady?
She says to him, well, give me $10 million and you can have the name. And they were like, fuck you. We'll see you in court.
Does she have it trademarked?
Well, I don't know. I have no idea.
Yeah, I don't think you have to trademark your name if your name has always been that.
Well, Travis, isn't it like, can't you just like send yourself a piece of mail?
Yeah, it's squatter's rights is what it is.
Lady A on it. I mean, I would say that if you're performing as that, you're known as that, you've released five albums as that, it's pretty well established that you're that.
Their team obviously didn't do the work. Can you imagine... like how their PR team was fucking scrambling, like, oh, we fucked up real bad.
Yeah, this was a goof. But I mean, at this point, I guess you would look like a fool to change it again. But I mean, you've only been out there for a month. Yeah, be Lady Bell.
But that's like doubling down, right? Like we recognize that this term might be offensive to some people, even though nobody said anything to us. So we're going to change it. But we're going to change it by co-opting the name that this African-American lady has been using for decades.
And then we're going to sue her ass. As if they haven't done enough damage, Travis, because like if you Google Lady A, it's all them. She should change it if for any other reason than you ain't going to find her anymore.
To get people to find her,
she's gone. So I mean, she might want to start spelling it L-A-D-E-E or something. Lady.
Crack team of like weird Secret Service country music billboard chart fucking scrubbers came in and took her right out of there.
Right.
So who do you reckon wins this lawsuit?
I guess you get into trademarks and stuff, which is what you said. Yeah, I don't know. Because
I feel like the piece of mail that you were talking about mailing to yourself is probably the five albums that she has put out in the last 20 years.
Travis, I would say in the court of public opinion, although, you know, I don't think that Lady A is going to, the people who are going to support Lady Antebellum in their pursuit are people who are fans of Lady Antebellum. I think anyone else in the world would probably say, no, that's stupid what they did.
Well, here's what else you have to factor into it. I'm assuming Lady Antebellum can afford way nicer lawyers.
Probably.
Than Lady A, and that has the world to do with it.
Well, we should go fund me it.
Did this happen directly after the Dixie Chicks called themselves the Chicks?
I think it was before. I think they were first. Yeah. Is there anybody else who needs to change, Travis? Is there anybody left?
Hold on. I guess I missed that too.
Is it Florida Georgia Line?
Oh, no.
They have to change their name because Florida is like the COVID-19 epicenter of the world right now.
So
that's a bad place to be. So they should just change it.
Change their name.
Rewind for me. I guess I missed
that. Although, really, they are the personification of all that stands for, right?
Oh, I mean, Florida Georgia Line is COVID to my ears.
I didn't know the Dixie Chicks changed their name, too.
They're the Chicks. They're
just the Chicks.
And this happened right after George Floyd, I'm guessing?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. All of it happened after George Floyd.
And they removed Dixie because of the Mason-Dixie line, I guess.
Correct. That was my response.
I'm surprised that there isn't already of the Chicks. I wonder if they, like, fucked somebody. Did you ever hear about, like, when Stained first started? Stained was just Stain, and there was a band called Stain, and they sued them. And they're like, fuck it. We're going to add a D.
Yep. Good enough.
That's a true story, I think. Allegedly for all of us. It might not.
I once had a boss with a stained tattoo, and I almost made fun of him every day for it.
He had a stained tattoo?
Yeah. Right on his
How long has it been since you had that boss? Has it been a while?
Yeah. It's been quite some time.
Charlie, that's not the only music lawsuit. I believe it or not, there is another one.
No way.
And this one has already been settled.
In the span of a week?
This one has already been settled. The guy brought it up. And people, they just dropped it, and I don't know what happened to where they just decided to drop it, but they brought it up, and they filed papers, and then they're like, nah, never mind. So this one is not currently active, but I feel like we need to do it anyway, right?
Well, yeah, of course.
Now, Travis, on the Black Panther soundtrack, which was all Kendrick Lamar... collaborating with other artists. One of the last songs on it is from The Weeknd. And The Weeknd did a song, and it's called Pray For Me, Travis. And
what movie did I just watch where The Weeknd banged somebody's girlfriend?
Was it Uncut Gems?
Oh, yeah. Yep, that's what it was. Thank you. That would have drove me insane.
So The Weeknd, he has a song called Pray For Me. And near the end, there is a high-pitched choral segment, and I'll play you the clip of The Weeknd's song. Okay, you hear those guys? Those guys? So there is a band called Yaysayer, which, I mean, it's a great name for a band, Yaysayer.
I do like it.
They had a song several years ago called Sunrise. And what they were claiming is, you know what? I think The Weeknd ripped off our song Sunrise because we did little choral things at the beginning of our song that sound a lot like The Weeknd's choral things at the end of his song. And this is the clip from that. So yeah, that's a loss.
They were smart to drop that loss.
So ooh and la 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 la. Are supposed to be the same.
It's not even close.
Yeah, not even.
But they, yeah, that was a real lawsuit, Travis.
Well, it was pretty smart of them to not go through with it.
you think they were smart to just let that one go by the wayside?
Like, oh, I mean, I guess that's not as similar as some of these other music lawsuits. We should probably drop this and not try to fight The Weeknd.
And they did. They just dropped it. They said, yeah, fuck it. Maybe we were mistaken.
At least they got in the news, though, right? They got the exposure.
Which is good to get.
That's all people are ever really looking for, I think.
Travis, speaking of exposure, that Jada Smith, she's selling the shit out of her podcast, isn't she?
Oh, but I feel like who was out for the exposure, right? Was it this, who was the guy that she had the, was his name like Augustus something?
August something, yeah. He's a singer guy.
Yeah, I feel like, you know.
And he just put out a new album like a couple weeks ago.
Oh, did he?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And so he's doing the press tour to get people to listen to his music.
Yeah, that makes complete sense then that he put out the album, nobody was buying it or listening to it, and he's like, oh, shit, what could I do to fix this? Oh, I know. I'll tell everybody about the secret affair that I had with Jada Pinkett Smith, and we'll make this a big news thing.
I'll just say, I totally cucked the biggest movie star in the world.
Yeah, you guys know Will Smith, the Fresh Prince?
Will you go listen to my music now, please?
Yeah.
He put out a song several years ago. I don't know a ton. And by the way, allegedly, none of this is probably true. We're uninformed people. Yeah, several years ago, he put out a song where he kind of alluded to it, Travis, and nobody cared.
This has been going on a while.
Yeah, nobody cared a couple years ago because he didn't just like hit you over the head with it. So now he's being a little bit more abrupt with it. You know, he's trying
like
a little
straight
bit
up
harder.
Saying, I fuck Jada Pinkett Smith.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, I mean, Will Smith was.
If we don't pay enough attention to his music this time, Travis, who knows where he'll be in a couple of years? Who knows what he's going to be putting out? He might have tapes.
Selling them out of the back of his Toyota Corolla.
Right. But then Jada Pinkett Smith, she was like, well, I mean, I got this fucking podcast that I'm trying to get people to listen to, so I can use this to my advantage. So she brings her husband onto her podcast, and she's like, by the way, this guy fucked me. And then Will Smith, he's like, well, I don't think that our marriage is very good. And she's like, well, it's better now. And then
now that I got that extramarital fucking out of the way.
And then they fist bumped and that was it.
This story is so goddamn bizarre because it came out of nowhere with this random dude that nobody's ever heard of saying that he fucked Jada Pinkett Smith. And then it was just kind of buzzing around in the news for a while. And then the Smiths decided that, well, shit, we got to get our hands around this. And, yeah, then to do like her Facebook podcast video thing and bring Will Smith on, like they're both actors. So obviously they figured, how do we capitalize on this? Well, let's have an interview and let's put our children, Jaden and Willow, through an awful time of having to see us on my podcast.
By the way, your mom fucked some random guy.
You know that CD that your mom continuously played in the house over and over and you were wondering why the hell she listened to it? Well, that's because she was banging that dude.
It's no Big Willie style, Travis.
No, of course not. Of course not. But, welcome to Miami. Come
but
on.
Like a week before that, she was getting involved in all the YouTube drama. Travis, are you familiar with the YouTube beauty community drama?
There's drama around it?
Travis, let me tell you, my wife she's embroiled in the YouTube beauty community drama, and so I'm hearing it all secondhand. But
are these like the makeup tutorial people
and
whatnot?
Yeah, yeah. Okay. All of them, they're all mad at each other, and they're all calling each other pedophiles, and it's getting out of control, Travis. They're trying to cancel this popular YouTube man.
Oh, Shane Dawson.
Yeah. Travis, I'll tell you what, pre-2010, that guy must have just lived in blackface because they have YouTube compilations of all of his wrongs. There's a lot of blackface, Travis.
A lot of blackface on there.
Way too much blackface, Travis. There's a clip of him acting sexual towards a poster of not what's the youngest oh, Will Smith daughter?
That's Willow. Yeah, that's Willow Smith.
Whipping my hair back and forth.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was pretending like he was masturbating to her.
You know, it's funny because I feel like this came out like 2 years ago and it didn't gain the traction that people were looking for.
So they just saved it.
And they saved it and they're like, well, it didn't hit this time. We'll do it again in a couple of years.
Right. But like all of these weird people that I really have no business knowing who they are, like Jeffree Star, Travis. I know who all these people are because my wife watches them and she pays attention to all this stuff. And so like,
does she sit down with her makeup kit and do the makeups and like they are doing?
No, she just watches them. And then like she says, oh, that was good makeup. And then she watches the next one. She watches a gal that does her nails all the time and stuff. But there was a fella that that called the police on Shane Dawson on his YouTube show. And then like he made the title of the YouTube clip like the police are investigating Shane Dawson. Like it was because he called the police on him. He's like, hey. Hey, is Shane Dawson's a pedo? And they're like, okay, we'll look into it.
That, you know, that's what we need to start doing with this program is when we put it out to podcast form, we just need to start putting it out there like Jada Pinkett Smith exclusive or Shane Dawson admits to being a pedophile.
But then Jada Pinkett, you know, like when all this stuff was going and everybody was piling on, she's like, well, I'm going to talk about this shit on my podcast. Send tweet. And they're like, oh, my God, Jada Pinkett is going to talk about this drama that we're all paying attention to. We got to listen to this Jada Pinkett podcast.
What the hell? We didn't even know Jada Pinkett had a podcast.
Right. So yeah, she's digging in the dirt, man. She's getting right into it and it's working, I guess.
Well, and then this shit happened on top of it to really draw eyes and ears to her podcast. Who doesn't want to see this kind of breakdown in this this celebrity marriage?
So have you ever gone blackface?
I haven't. No.
I will admit to have done.
Oh, doing, no, Travis.
No, I'm going to admit to it. I admit to doing a darker, like a brown, not even a brown skin, but just like a super tan. I use like self tanner, almost like a Scarface-y kind of look. You know, the suit jacket over the red silk shirt with chains, unbuttoned shirt. Dark glasses. I blackened my hair and then put self tanner on to almost look like a Scarface guy, like a Scarface goon.
This was for Halloween.
No, it was just like a regular Tuesday.
Nice. Yeah, my mom's dressed me up when we were in school. We had to dress up as a saint, and my particular saint was black, so she decided to blackface me.
It was a different time.
Am I the only one who's never done blackface, Travis?
It kind of seems like it. I mean, I did brown face, so it's a little bit different.
But Travis, before we move on,
and mine wasn't my fault. So
the guy who released the video where he called the police and then made the thing, hey, he's being investigated.
Mm-hmm.
He deleted all of that because he got in trouble. And he had to,
for filing a false report.
Yeah. So, well, he got in trouble by YouTube. I don't know if he got in trouble by anybody else, but
law doesn't care, but YouTube is going to fuck him up.
He had to post a retraction, right? The retraction is 15 seconds long. And by the way, this video has 122,000 views. It was released 4 days ago and it's 15 seconds long. So fuck this guy. But this is his 15 second retraction.
Hey everyone, I have an update regarding my report on Shane Dawson. According to an article posted on insider.com today, the Los Angeles County Sheriff's Department just confirmed to Insider that there's no investigation into Dawson. Thank you so much for watching.
Oh my God. How many views does that have?
122,000.
Holy shit. What are we doing wrong?
We're in the wrong biz, Travis.
It's just like all these assholes are just looking to like capitalize on anything they can just to get their name out there.
Travis, we just need to have my wife come down here and tell us about all the bullshit people that we don't know anything about.
And then what
they're doing wrong and why they're shitheads and why they're fucking with all the other people.
And we'll speculate on them and then we'll call the cops and say, go investigate this random YouTuber.
Yeah, I don't know who any of these people are. All right, next story.
But this is like, I feel like too, when you're talking about the Smiths, it's like relationship goals, right? Just come out in the open, talk about this random like 20 some year old dude you banged. Will Smith's like, okay, I'm 51 years old, I don't give a shit,
right?
And moving on. It's kind of like the Johnny Depp Amber Heard marriage, which I feel like is something people should attain to. If you haven't heard, the court case is going on now in their divorce.
Travis, I'm sorry. What was that name?
Johnny Depp, Amber Heard.
Oh, so see, no. Johnny Depp was married to a woman named Amber Turd. Is that who you're referring to?
Oh, yeah. Amber Turd. That's what I meant. Did I misspeak?
Yeah. You called her something else. But yeah, her name is Amber Turd.
We call her Amber Turd now because she poops in beds as a practical joke.
That's what he calls her. He said, I think I'm going to divorce you because you're pooping in our marital bed and you are forever known, as far as I'm goddamn concerned, as Amber Turd. If it's good enough for fucking Edward Scissorhands, it's good enough for me, Travis. That gal's name is Amber Turd forevermore.
Did you happen to see the photo that she put into actual evidence of Johnny Depp's lunch?
Was it like three lines of coke?
It's first of all
like a mason jar full of whiskey.
It's a perfectly staged picture. Like this is somebody who is taking a professional picture of this thing. There was three lines of coke, a mason jar full of whiskey, some rolled cigarettes, a Johnny Depp like tobacco bag. It said like JD on it, and like some other shit laying around.
Oh, JD, that stands for Johnny Depp.
Yeah,
it's Travis, like so it's JD, probably his.
It's the JD tobacco bag and like a Keith Richards CD and his sunglasses and something else. But it's like perfectly placed at all these amazing angles, like the sunglasses are at the same angle the three lines of coke are at. So like it's just an amazing photograph.
So it had some good feng shui is what you're saying.
Oh, the feng shui was amazing. Like I've never seen somebody lay out their lunch table like this before they indulge. Not that I know what a millionaire does, you know, for lunch.
I ain't gonna lie, sounds like a hell of a lunch.
It does sound like a hell of a lunch.
But you know, at this point, like they are both on the shit talking campaigns against each other. Can't we just call it a wash? Can we just say you both were bad to one another?
Just break it off.
Yeah, like there's not going to be a winner declared. I mean, no. You're pooping in beds.
She gave him a haymaker.
He may or may not have thrown, allegedly thrown a champagne bottle at her. They're both bad. They both did plenty of bad things. They weren't right for each other. Travis, it's a good thing they're getting divorced. Let's just call it a wash. They're bad for each other. And there's no winner.
Then she wouldn't get half of his money. Then
she doesn't need half of his money, Travis.
No, she doesn't. But that's, I think, what she's looking for.
Give her the money at this point. Just give her the money and just say, whatever. How many Pirates of the Caribbeans do I need to do to make this right?
Crank out another Disney movie or two. The problem is, though, I feel like he has a hard time moving on. You know, I feel like he's bitter a lot, like the Winona Ryder tattoo that he had tattooed on him that he changed to, it was, what did it say, Winona Forever, that he changed to Wino Forever. apparently that came up in the court case too, where she made fun of him for that tattoo and he flipped out and then she fucking socked him one, like a Evander Holyfield fucking boxing match.
Right. They're bad for each other, Travis. It's a doomed romance.
Yeah, it's a bad romance.
Right. Use it as a cautionary tale.
Yep. And move on in your life.
If you're a 60-year-old man, don't marry a 30-year-old woman who might be crazy and shits in beds and stuff.
I feel like it's impossible for these people. Like, people are looking for fame and shit. I feel like it's impossible to be in a relationship as one of those celebrity type people, right?
Like, but who are you gonna marry? Are you gonna marry like an accountant, Travis?
You gotta marry like a dentist or some shit.
You gotta marry somebody who knows your struggles.
Yeah, but damn. I don't know. You'd almost have to have a Will and Jada relationship where, you know, years ago they said they had an open relationship, but they were always going to be together and whatnot because.
Well, no. What happened? What they claimed, I watched the video. They said that there was a time where they were doing really bad and like they just split. And that's when this allegedly happened. The August guy says he went to Will and asked for permission. But Jada and Will said, no, we were just kind of done with each other. And like, we were on a break.
And but now they're ride or die.
Then I was fucking this other guy. And then like, they decided to reconcile. But like at that time, they had already fucked some other people.
Wouldn't you like to see the list of the people that Will Smith fucked?
It's probably a good list.
It's probably an amazing list. Yeah, I mean, this guy's an accomplished rapper and an Academy Award winning actor. King of the blockbuster for a good 10 years.
Welcome to Earth, Travis.
Welcome to Earth, motherfucker.
Welcome to Earth.
Wild Wild West. Alien.
And Three Men in Blacks.
Travis, if we got much more allegedly's to get through.
I can't wait.
After the break. Drunk hasn't heard about this, Travis. I asked him about it before the show, so I'm pretty excited to bring it to his attention. But let's take a break. We'll regoop.
Yeah, let's regoop.
We're going to regoop a little bit. You know what I'm saying?
I'm going to go get my Gwyneth Paltrow goop, and I'm going to regoop.
Just got to regoop a little bit, Travis.
Travis is going to take a piss and get three more fingers.
We'll be back.
Well, I've never been to space. But I've seen 11 Star Wars. They use swords made out of lasers. Go to funky alien jazz bars.
You're listening to StrangeLabel.com. Viva La Label.
Kids just love the crispity, crunchy taste of new Kellogg's Crunch.
Mmm, it's good.
I'll paint the walls with the blood of every last one of you if you don't give me a bowl of that cereal.
Oh, not today. Kellogg's Crunch is just for kids.
Oh, they don't even have money. Why are you even marketing to them? You're making me do this. Here, I have cash. Take it.
Kellogg's Crunch, the taste you'll go crazy for.
Hi, this is Warren Beatty, and you're listening to The Wheelbarrow Full of... I'm not reading that.
It was a day like any other.
You know, honey, maybe this trip to Australia would be good for us. Get away from it all. Just you, me, and the dogs.
The government has started the clock. Mr. Depp has 48 hours to comply, or his dogs will be euthanized.
Boo! Pistol! Get in the car, Muffins! They're coming!
One man must face an entire regime who only want one thing. To kill his dogs. Dan Furnicase is the Prime Minister.
Bring me the heads of those fucking dogs.
Dan Furnicase is Johnny Depp.
Boo! Pistol! Swing to safety in my voluminous scarves.
Dan Furnicase is the dogs. In Doggone.
Right now, anything is possible. Once again, WFOD. Wheelbarrow full of dicks.
All them I taught them eat, but them word. All them I taught them eat, but them word. All them I taught them eat, but them word.
All them I taught them eat, but them word. All them I taught them eat, but them word. All them I taught them eat, but them word.
Juices me.
The love of fire.
the death defier, the Mike Myers, murder rapper for hire, doer of drive fires, the bag, bag, crack, clack, let it loose, murder all witnesses as survive. That's a job completer, dependable contractor, the backhand whack rap slapper, what Mr. Leather Baller Tanker, catch you getting off the escalator,
running too smooth and don't trigger the underbill.
I would've ran me a Supreme racket, I would've took these lame Supreme jackets, until you rob a hype beast, you ain't seen sadness. Clockwork, orange madness, left the scene laughing.
Hey, we forever, ever. Hi, Nito, E. Michael, the Wrecker. The pyrotechnocrats, the old razzle dazzlers. The magic bean and vibers. The green giant of the rhyme contrivers. Supreme violence and unconscious robbers. I'm the decider, you evil eyes. A pile driver provided for liars. The sleep deprived, the nick of time. Mercy killed the nine and prime. I killed the mood of a rudeness for MacGyver. A slap a yapper from the acne to the tooth bone fiber. I'm liver. Thought crime designer, criminal minder.
All right,
and
Mike, wait on me. What's the new alleged.
Allegedly.
You accidentally hit the deck boards and then end up peeing all over your feet.
What happened, Travis?
Something about peeing on my feet.
You peed on your feet?
You ever pee off your deck and then accidentally pee too low and then hit the deck boards and end up peeing all over your feet?
I don't know if I've ever peed off of my deck.
What?
What? Is it a nice thing to do?
Do you never get drunk in your own house?
It's the best thing to do, Travis?
I walk past the bathroom to pee off my deck.
I honestly, I'll pass the bathroom to puke outside, too, to be honest.
Yeah. So. First of all, it's going green because every time you flush your toilet, you're wasting a lot of water. And when I could just pee off my deck, you're saving the environment.
Travis, I'll tell you something. With television lately, like my DVR has nothing on it because all TV, I guess, they haven't made anymore. And the stuff that they are making is trash. Like shows where like celebrities are in their living rooms and like filmed poorly and stuff.
Who watches that shit?
It's all bad, Travis. It's what I was thinking is shouldn't all the TV stations just be like showing us all the pilots they passed on over the years?
Yeah, they own them.
Yeah, just show us those.
Play
just
all that shit.
Say, hey, this show. This is the pilot for it. We didn't make it, but watch it and tell us what you think. Just show us all of them.
I know the Punisher, Johnny Barenthal, has made at least like a half dozen pilots. You guarantee it. Show me all those Johnny Barenthal pilots.
Yeah, be like, guys, no, this isn't like, okay, we paid for this. It's ours. We didn't make it, and the effects aren't finished. But like, we have nothing else to show you. So here is this sitcom with Lisa Kudrow that we made 8 years ago that we passed on. What do you think?
So allegedly TV sucks?
A TV sucks. TV's awful right now. That's the worst thing going on right now is like all this stuff. And they keep telling you that you should stay home because, you know, COVID. But like they don't have any TV. Shouldn't they have like some shitty reality shows? Just like,
when's the Nick Cage Tiger King coming out? I got it.
Yeah, they should
I
have.
I don't think that they can't make it yet.
Travis, what was that that bunker thing that you could buy, like the Fiesta Bucket?
Oh, yeah, the Fiesta Bucket.
They should have a TV version of the Fiesta Bucket.
Where, a bunch of shit.
Yeah, they just have a bunch of shitty reality shows in the can somewhere in case something like this happens.
I feel like they've pulled the trigger on this because last night we went to a baseball game and we came back home. And I didn't want to watch anything that I had to pay attention to because I was, you know, probably like 9-10 beers deep. And I sat down and I was like, holy fuck. Supermarket Sweep is on Netflix now. Nice. I watched like an hour and a half of Supermarket Sweep.
Which one's Supermarket
Sweep? It's basically Guy's Grocery Games before Guy's Grocery Games.
Yeah, this is Guy's Grocery Games from 1992.
Is it like a shopping spree situation?
That's exactly what it is.
You gotta find the expensive shit.
Yep,
cheese is expensive, so you get a bunch of cheese.
It's a trivia show first. So he gives you a minute and a half for your shopping spree, but then he asks you questions, and every question that you answer right gives you more time on your shopping spree. But the shopping spree is not just get whatever you want to take home. This is what is the most expensive, and also
There just so happens to be a package of Oreos in the cookie section that has a bonus on it. So if you get that bonus Oreo package and like a cart full of fucking frozen turkeys, you're probably going to get a good
So you put all the stuff in your cart and then they ring it out. And then however much stuff you have in your cart, that's how much money you win.
Yep. Yeah, I think the three episodes that I watched, I think the most money that anybody won was like $8,300.
I want to watch this show.
You've never seen Supermarket Sweep?
It sounds terrible.
It's amazing.
But I want to watch it. I've been watching the...
I'll tell you, the nostalgia of it, because I haven't seen it since probably 1995, but the young memory of Supermarket Sweep was...
That's what sold it for me, too.
That show was the tits.
I'm watching it, and my wife is sitting on the couch while I'm sitting on the chair, just loving every minute of this terrible show. And she's like, why are you watching this piece of shit?
And you're like, do you not remember this?
She did not remember Supermarket Sweep.
Trevor's been watching the Patton Oswalt wife murder show, and it is a real bummer. So I'm looking forward to something light, watching a bunch of people throw around some frozen turkeys. That sounds right up my alley.
You watching the wife murder show? Was that the behest of your own wife?
No, it was like Patton Oswalt's wife. She was investigating murders, and now it's a show.
The Golden State Killer.
Right.
Was that pretty good though?
Yeah, there's been like three episodes, and it's a bummer, Travis, because all these gals are like, yeah, this guy, he broke into my house and he raped me, and let's talk about that. Mm-hmm. And it's like, oh,
my lady's.
So it's about as uplifting as the Jeffrey Epstein documentary on Netflix.
Yeah, I'm not gonna watch that.
I watched it and I felt dirty the entire time.
You feel like a real piece of shit, right, Travis?
Mm-hmm.
Speaking like of pieces of shit drunk, there's this conspiracy theory drunk.
Okay.
I love this. You're going to love this.
Okay.
So.
Is this the allegedly?
So wonderful.
Travis, you're excited about this, right?
I'm so excited.
By the way, guys, this is probably not true. It's more than likely not true.
There's almost no chance it's true.
So it's not like conspiracy theory like the man didn't walk on the moon.
Drunk. It's Are you familiar deep. With Wayfair?
I am familiar with Wayfair. Internet site where you can buy furniture.
That's your jam. Have you ever purchased anything from Wayfair before?
I've never purchased anything from Wayfair.
None of your dressers came
from Wayfair?
I buy local or from my own company.
From Happy's.
Farm to table.
Yes. Happy's Furniture, Travis.
No, they're appliances.
In a storage unit somewhere. You don't know the gate code, but you just let them know when you're there, and they'll let you back.
Happy goes in there, and he opens up that storage unit and says, here's your dresser.
So Wayfair, I pass a giant Wayfair facility on my way to work every morning.
I pass it when I come here from work. So
they sell furniture and home goods. It's like an online retailer. And somebody noticed.
So it's kind of like a Pier 21 almost, right?
Sort of.
Or like an Overstock.com specifically for furniture things.
Right. Is there still an Overstock.com, Travis? Is that still around?
I feel like that still exists.
I think that's where I got my kitchen table. I've used Overstock. I've never used Wayfair. So this gentleman on the internet noticed that Wayfair has placeholders for like really, really expensive, like $10,000 to $13,000 cabinets.
And by placeholders, you mean?
Like, you probably wouldn't buy it.
Okay.
But they have it there for some reason. And all of the really expensive cabinets.
Somebody buys it. I guarantee you.
And Ellen DeGeneres had a $10,000 pillow that you could buy that had a lady's name, too. It wasn't Ellen. It was like Ellen Pillow Katie. And so this guy is like, why are these weird $10,000 cabinets up here? And so then he started doing like research of last names of missing people.
So are they last names or are they first names?
Well, there was a little bit of both.
Okay.
So this is an example. So there was like a shelving unit, like a big shelving unit. And it was the listing was Kayla 5- shelving unit. So what he did was be like, why is this Kayla 5 shelving unit being sold for $13,000. Okay. This doesn't make any sense. So what he did, because this is the completely sane conclusion to jump to, is that there must be a Kayla that was 5 years old missing from somewhere.
And I mean, honestly, Travis, by the law of averages, there's probably an everybody of every age missing.
There, he was able to track down of these, of all of these different, I think there was like an Annabelle and a Kylie and one other one, I think, was up there. And he was able to track down three or four missing children that had the first name of this with the digit that was after their name.
As that their were age?
Either missing or dead because they were abducted and killed and left in the woods. So he automatically jumps to the conclusion that Wayfair is selling children in their cabinet units and advertising it on the internet.
So is that what he was coming to? Is that like you order the cabinet and they do send you the cabinet, but there's a like a sex slave in there?
Yeah, but they're human trafficking inside the cabinetry. Like this is ha 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 for the cabinet, and you get the cabinet.
Oh, okay. Really, I thought the cabinet was just a front, but you actually do get the cabinet.
As far as I know, because like they were looking up some, there was one thing on there. There was a shower curtain with a girl's name, and it was like a girl's name and a number and then a shower curtain. But then there was also the exact same listing for a very similar shower curtain. One was $9,999 and one was
for a shower curtain
$99.
Well, no, drunk. It's not just for a shower curtain. You get a sex slave too.
For the extra $9,800, you also get a child sex slave.
Now, Travis, when we say all this, and by the way, it's not true. When we say all this and we say, oh, it's for sure not true because it's too preposterous to be true, wouldn't that just be the way to do it?
The extra bit that was really, really interesting to me, and I thought was, I'm like, it almost lent a little bit of credibility to this conspiracy theory, is that obviously when this one guy flipped out and started doing this research and posting it to Reddit or 4chan or whatever the fuck he was posting it, the trolls or the weird little basement dwellers on these websites decided to double down, kind of like the what was the don't fuck with cats people?
Yeah,
they went crazy and started researching too. And apparently, and I want to say it was Louisiana or Tennessee, there was a sex ring, like a human trafficking ring, that was busted. My dates are probably wrong. I read it today. It was either 2013, 2016, or 2018. So one of those years. There was a human trafficking ring that was busted in one of these states. And one of the men who was arrested in this trafficking ring, there was like 12 of them, but one of the men that was arrested, his mugshot was taken and he was wearing a Wayfair t-shirt. That was the best piece of evidence that could have ever
come
to the surface.
I think of like in movies when.
So let me ask you this.
Okay.
So, were all the children like in the same area, or is this?
No, this is all over the country, baby.
I think of in movies, I know there's examples. The best I can think of with no forethought is like the end of Watchmen, like when Rorschach leaves the diary in like the news thing, and like you assume that like they're going to do like a breaking report and it's going to be on the news, and like you know men will put their arms around their wives as they're both mesmerized watching the television, and like it's just put out there as like this ultimate truth, and like there's no disputing it. Like, you know, we have this diary. It all happened this way. But nothing could ever actually be like that.
No. In reality, if you watch the Watchmen television program, that diary is looked at by the general populace as the rantings of a madman.
Right.
Even though we know as the viewer, it's completely legitimate.
Right. But I mean, just think about that in like real life. Like if they had a million sources and like they came to us and said, dude, Wayfair's sending 5-year-old gals in their cabinets if you give them 10 grand. Like nobody'd believe it. They'd think it was ridiculous. Because first of all, it is ridiculous.
It is ridiculous, absolutely.
But like even if it was true, it would be too ridiculous to be believed.
Well, and even even the response from Wayfair itself was very interesting too, where it was strictly, yeah, cabinets can cost that much.
Well, they can.
That was pretty much their response to this whole thing.
They absolutely,
yeah, sometimes
can.
Shit's like industrial and it costs more.
That was it.
I mean, go ahead and order it and see what happens. We'll probably just send you a cabinet.
But I mean, you're right though, because when we brought up Epstein earlier, like when the shit first came out about him, everybody was like, bullshit. This guy, this rich fucking dude doesn't have an island that he flies out politicians and famous people to where he lets them have sex with fucking minors. That's ridiculous.
It still seems ridiculous, even though, like, for the most part,
it's totally legit.
It's like it really happened.
This guy's a fucking scumbag. Like that totally did it.
They're saying that Ghislaine Gale would just like stop at junior highs and get out and go give her business card to like some gal that looked kind of fuckable.
Be like, hey, I know this rich guy that would love if you gave him a massage.
Be like, hey, I was just passing by and you were on the jungle gym and I thought maybe I should give you my business card.
Yeah. Could you use a couple $100? This guy would just like you to rub his shoulders.
Yeah.
And then he's going to stick his dick in your face.
Buy you a new PlayStation.
Right.
Bye. And that really happened, Travis.
Completely legitimate. Like, this is a real thing that
happened. So the scope of that, where that really happens, does it seem that crazy that this billion-dollar company has a few weird listings deep down in their website where nobody goes to look because who would spend that much on a cabinet?
There's an extra thing that is really great about this story, too, is that apparently all of these listings, they have these pictures on there of these cabinets. And if you take like the image number, because, you know, when you like save an image, it's like a bunch of random digits.
Right.
And then it says all of theirs say it's all random digits. And then it says like SKU USA or something like that. And apparently when you take the image number and put SKU USA in Google after that number, it's bringing up all sorts of pictures of young girls. Which has been fact-checked as to be completely true.
Jeremy, but also, fucking weird.
But also it's been reported that if you put pretty much any string of numbers in front of SKU USA, you're getting pictures of young girls, which is a really strange phenomenon. But yeah, I mean, there's all of the pieces kind of fall into place for this being a legitimate thing, even though it is so out of the realm of reality. That it's impossible to believe.
What do you think, Drunk?
It's hard to say.
I think what we need to do, Drunk, we need to go to that Wayfair building that we pass on our way to work.
It's true.
We need to knock on the fucking door and we need to say, hey.
Let me see this $10,000 cabinet.
Hey, you got little girls in here? You fuckers? Bring them out. We're gonna take them back to their families, Drunk. We gotta be heroes, Drunk. Is what we're
you two do. Should you two should what you should do one day this week it's is just make police. Some protest signs.
Yeah,
that says "Let the girls out, let the kids
free,
out,
free the just, kids."
Like, just walk back and forth in their parking lot.
You think we get in trouble, Drunk?
No, it's your freedom as an American to protest.
Right,
it's true.
They might kick you out of the parking lot, but then you'd have to be on the
sidewalk. I'm not a big fan of protesting, but to each their own for those who
do. I mean, Drunk, we were protesting sex slavery.
Right, I get it.
But that's a noble cause.
It's definitely a noble cause.
Drunk can't be bothered to protest over sex slavery. I mean, yeah, if somebody else wants to do it, he doesn't have a problem with it, but he's not going to do it.
Well, Drunk... Yeah, I am drunk. Do you have what you'd say is like a pick of the week?
Drunk's pick of the week. Starting this week, the Peacock Network airs for free on streaming services.
Not on Roku, though.
Non-Roku.
Just like HBO Max.
It's a good thing I got a Fire Stick.
So can you just get Peacock if you have NBC?
Or do you have it's free pay, for everybody.
You have to pay money for it.
It's like a beta version.
Yeah. It's kind of like Hulu when Hulu first started.
So it's just like a teaser to get you into it, huh?
Yeah. You know, you can watch pretty much anything they ever had. Seinfeld, Cheers.
Except The Office, because Netflix has that till the end of the year.
Yeah.
Travis, pick of the week.
But, you know, they're going to be littered, just absolutely littered with fucking ads. So.
Oh, yeah. Yep. I was actually really excited for Drunk. I thought Drunk's pick of the week this week would be the fact that there's no less than three sports coming back this month.
August 1st.
August 1st is hockey. That's
August
1st
is hockey. Next week is baseball. The week after that is basketball.
Travis, have you been seeing all the stuff about how pissed off the NBA players are because they're getting like shitty food and stuff?
Oh, even better than that is the fact that they're bringing girls into the bubble. Have you seen that? Like all these women that claim to be haven't been invited into the bubble.
Right. Yeah. There was a guy who's putting Instagram live videos up of like the big basket of Snickers bars they sent him. Like, man, I'm a fucking athlete. You're sending me these goddamn Snickers bars.
Just see that other. I can't remember which NBA player it was that had to go into 10 more days of quarantine because he went across the street to get delivery food.
That's amazing.
It's so great. I love the NBA bubble. It is probably the best thing to happen ever.
The NHL is doing all their shit in Canada. They're just like, you know what? Most of the people are from here.
Yeah, apparently altogether, Edmonton had three cases. Period.
We'll just fucking hang out up here in Canada. That way, if like people got to, you know, go home and get a change of clothes or something, they're close. Travis, pick of the week, buddy?
Travis's pick of the week this week is the motion picture Palm Springs.
Oh, fuck. That was going to be my pick of the week, Travis.
Oh, no way. Now streaming on Hulu. It's an amazing take on the Groundhog Day daily loop thing. I loved that movie so very much. It was so funny.
It was really great.
It had some just kick ass, like, you know, when you watch Groundhog Day, you think about the endless possibilities. And they, you know, they cover a lot of the possibilities in Palm Springs that I just was infatuated with. Yeah, man. If you haven't watched Palm Springs yet, you got to watch it.
Yeah, but Drunk basically is like Groundhog Day, but he brings a gal with him. So there's two people.
Sweet.
And they argue.
Which is once she came in, I was like, man, that seems like it would be awesome. To just like no consequences, and you have a friend going right through the same thing. Awesome.
Well, Travis,
very excited.
Do you have a pick of the
actually
week, Mike, or are you just gonna do that?
Well, I mean, mine
piggybacking.
Yeah, mine was gonna be Palm Springs, I guess. The Patton Oswalt's wife's murder show on HBO.
Is this unprecedented? We've never shared a pick of the week.
Yeah, I was excited to tell you about it, Travis, but you beat me to the punch is what you did.
We got to get you go first next week just in case.
Travis, I got all the musicians that I've added to Strange Label recently. You guys can pick one. I got The Decrees, Art Thief, Souls, Memory with Two Y's. I don't know what that one is, so I'll leave that one off. Kid Dread or Lisa?
I need to hear Kid Dread.
He nailed it. That's exactly
guys
what I
wanted. Okay, guys.
Real quick, that was Palm Springs is my pick of the week, but the thing that I'm most excited about this week was that just yesterday, Scream Factory, which is a Blu-ray DVD specialty imprint, just announced that they were putting out for pre-order a Friday the 13th comprehensive Blu-ray set, including all motion pictures and two or three extra bonus discs. This has never come out before because two different companies, two different studios own these movies. Pre-order your copy right now for only $160. I did yesterday. if you're a fan of Friday the 13th, I would assume that you can't be disappointed.
Guys, we did it.
We did it.
We appreciate you checking her out. We'll do it again probably about a week from now, I'd say.
Thinking a week?
About a week, yeah. Guys, so... Yeah, that's it.
Hit us up on Twitter. Tell us the weirdest place you ever had sex.
Weirdest? Why that one, Travis?
Weirdest place you ever had sex, and we'll talk about it next week on the show.
And send us a hashtag Team Lady A or Team Lady A to let us know what side you're on.
You're not a bird, man.
Ride down the 4-1, time to make you feel something. Yeah. Why can't we be together? Just you and me forever. Just you and me forever. Why can't we be together? Now I'm calling you, ain't calling back. Said I loved you, never loved back. Gave you time I can never get back. Now how the f*** can you do that? Now you put me to the side like the rest. Always gave you my
thank you
best.
For listening to this installment of WFOD. Join us live every Tuesday night at 9, 8 central on strangelabel.com. And be sure to check out all the other great shows that station offers. You can download past episodes of our lengthy catalog or enjoy other premium content on our website found at WFODshow.com. Follow us on Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram at WFODix. You can also follow Matt at The Lotus Cast, Travis at Produce Travis, or Drunk at DrunkardSTL on the Twitters. You can email any of us, Mike, Travis, Matt, or Drunk at WFODshow.com. You can give us a call when we're live or when we're not. The number there is 636-487-HAND. Special thanks, as always, to our Patreon sponsors, Brian Kranz and Liquid Lozenge. If you'd like to be a Patreon sponsor, it's patreon.com/WFODix. We'll be back next week. Thanks again. Goodbye.
Of good stuff happening. It's going to be juicy. You'll see. All right. Bye for now. Take good care of yourself. Bye.